And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I am your host, Matt Gaff. And today we're going to take a little bit of a detour from our current series where we're looking at small towns in the Bible. Just because here, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, when I was looking through it, I was just kind of like looking for a town. And I decided, you know, we had a lot of Bible studies. There's a lot of things going on. And I just felt like I was getting kind of pulled towards these particular viewpoints. So I think we're going to talk about prosperity in the small town, and meaning prosperity preaching in small towns and how that affects us, where it kind of got its start, and then what we really have to be careful of. That's the thing that I really don't, I try not to harp on too much, because it's really up to the person who's following somebody to realize whether or not they're staying within the scripture. But I think it's, to me, there's this really huge need for people to kind of understand what the gospel should look like, and what you shouldn't necessarily have a preacher or a minister or missionary be asking. So let's go into some other small details. First of all, I want to give a shout out to faithcast.com. Remember to go there to discover other great Christian podcasts like this one, to help you keep your faith. I'm in the entertainment portion of it, so if you want to look at mine, then listen to some others, and it's a great great directory there. Plus, for all of those in the other countries, not just in the United States, I want to say welcome. I've been looking at my sporadic thing, and we've also got into some India, so that'll be also nice. So we got a lot of other countries that we can kind of all get our own small town, no matter where you're at, right here in Ligonier, Indiana. So if you want to, that's your new hometown. All right, so let's dive into the prosperity preaching, and some of the dangers and some of the other things that we see. So, first of all, the history of it. A lot of the prosperity preaching came about from old-time tent revivals. Not that tent revivals were bad. Tent revivals were good for stimulating and energizing a small town. These would go from city to city. They'd post up a tent, and you know, anywhere from a week to just a few days, they would stay in that town. They would preach about the Gospels of Christ, about how you need to have repentance, how you need to be saved, a lot of baptismals. So I'm not saying that that's not bad. That was good. However, some people in the later on realized that, hey, you know, this is a ministry, so we need to have some funding to help us go along. And there's nothing wrong with supporting a ministry. I get that. Make sure you understand that. You know, ministries need money to continue to grow. We just can't do it free, which is why I have advertisements and other things. But anyway, but what you want to do, though, is you don't want it to be the main focal point of, if you give us this $100, you know, you're going to see it 10 times. And when they say that, I mean not 10 times what the amount is. So there's a lot of misunderstandings about that. And when you tie growth into what your monetary input is, that is where I have issues. You see some of the TV evangelists now that used to do a lot of tent revivals and stuff like that. They'll go and say, if you sow a seed of just $1,000, you will get that tenfold. Well, the Bible is pretty clear on that, as far as the tenfolds for sowing a seed is not because of riches. It's not based off of money. It's based off of the gift of Christ. It's based off of, if you put forth an effort into someone else's life, into the ministry, into Christ, you will see that multiply, meaning more people will come to Christ. You will get more satisfaction from what you're doing. You're going to increase the presence of Christ in a specific town. That's what it's talking about. It's not talking about money. I mean, if the pastor that you're talking to or listening to on either a podcast, on YouTube, even in your hometown, is saying, look, we've got to sow a seed for Christ. Your $50 or your $100 or whatever you can afford, you do that and you will get, you'll get tenfold. You know, your $100 will multiply to $500. That's when you have to be on the lookout, because that's what is not supposed to be preached. And we'll go into more of that as far as the biblical standing, some of the scripture that talks about that. And we're going to talk about the exact story about sowing the seed. That's where a lot of people kind of get their misinterpretation of it. But for small towns, that's where the problem is. You would get a bunch of people come together, which is awesome. I love it when a group of people come together to glorify Christ, whether it be Fight Club, whether it be church, whether it be any type of small group, large group. Anytime, you know, one or more, there's Christ, right? Well, you know, I love a good tent revival because everybody's blood starts pumping, you know, and people start singing, people start praising, and people start feeling the Holy Spirit going through the tent. It's great. I love it. And like I said, that's where a lot of this got started, was that there was a few people that realized when people are that excited, people are so willing and want to just do as much as they can for the Lord, that's when they are open to suggestions on other aspects. So, you know, we gotta be careful of that, you know. And they use a lot of key phrases when they do it, like sowing seeds or mustard seed, or you know, they'll also go into the whole, you know, your Adam was based off of God, so therefore Adam was God. There's a lot of craziness that goes along there, and so therefore they say, because you're a son of Adam, then you're also godlike. So if you sow a seed, then, you know, God's just going to give himself the money and the blessings, and it gets really complicated really quick, and that's where some people sometimes don't feel comfortable with theology, and they just blindly go with it and they go, well, you know what, this guy, he's got a doctor in front of his name. He has his own ministry. He has his own websites, his own TV shows. So he must know what he's talking about because somebody is funding it. And so I'm just going to listen to him because I believe that I desperately need it. And I'm on my last hope. And that's where it's really a struggle. And so that you just have to really look at what show you're watching, what they're talking about, listen for keywords, and then look in the Bible. I mean, actually, to be honest, some of the fun things I like to do is I like to go on YouTube and just immerse myself sometimes with some of these prosperity preachers, because you hear the same phrases, and then you see them quote scripture, but they stop. Like, they stop right at the end, and so they don't give you what Christ says. They just give you the story and then their interpretation. And they like to take, well, this verse. Well, yes, but look at the verse before it and after it. And that's going to tell you what that verse is all about. And they don't like to do that. They do what we call cherry picking verses. Well, this verse works, so I'm going to just use this up to this point. I'm not going to tell you about, you know, verse 9 and 10, where it goes on to say, you know, money is the root of all evil and all this other stuff. If that's the case, then why would you want to give, you know, why would you want to multiply the root of all evil, right? You can't take it with you when you go. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a break. I'm going to do a quick, we're going to take a quick, short commercial break, so that way we can keep this ministry rolling, and we'll come right back into some of the scripture and go into a little bit more detail on that. So we will be back right after this. All right, and welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. I appreciate you listening to that our only sponsor so far. So we are talking about prosperity, and we are talking about what we see on YouTube, what small town kind of was affected by, which was Tent Revivals, which in the most part, Tent Revivals were great. They were where the town came together. They could celebrate Christ, get loud, get boisterous. You'd see dancing. You get people saved. You get baptismals. You got people helping out, giving out just the Christ and love and knowledge. And so there's nothing wrong with that. What we have, though, is YouTube and churches and TV evangelists that go nothing on but on and on about money. About how if you give money and you seed that sowed, you sow that seed, you're going to make 100-fold. And it's just not correct. And so I really, this series, actually it's not really going to be a series, but probably this episode, next episode, we'll probably talk about repentance, because that goes along with prosperity. Because if the gospel is not about prosperity, not money-wise. Now, faith-wise, it is extremely prosperity. That is how you grow in your faith. But money-wise, it is not. And you need repentance, and you need to have with that. So I think the next episode is going to be repentance. Heads up, just letting you know, okay? So when they say sower, and they say, oh, you got to be that sower of the seed, what does the Bible say? And that's what you have to do. You have to listen to them and then go to your Bible and see where it says that. Well, the Bible actually says the sower sows the word. All right, let that sink in. The word, not money. We don't sow money. We don't plant a seed of money. We plant the word, and that's what grows. Okay. Then there's a warning, and this was from Paul. All right, to the Galatians, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. All right? So what is that? Right away, Paul even knew before TV, before anything else, there's going to be guys going around saying, you're right, Christ is the way. Give me money, and he will multiply that money because we will use that money for good works. Can money be used for good works? Yes, it can. Should it be given with a giving heart, and if you have the money and you want to? But it should not be, you're not going to get well unless you give money. That's wrong. I want you to remember that. That's wrong. You should not give money for healing. Okay? So what is Paul talking about? Well, first of all, money is not made from God. All right? God did not say, this is a dollar and this is gold. And this is going to be worth, this was man doing it, okay? So money is man, the Spirit is God, is Christ. So therefore, when you sow with the Spirit, meaning that you sow with the Spirit, meaning you go out and evangelize to others and you bring the word to them, that's going to reap eternal life because you're passing a word on to someone else. You're not just holding it inside, you're actually giving it to others, okay? So that's that. All right, so here we go. Here is the mustard seed. This is where some of them get where they say, well, just with a small donation, it's going to grow into big. And it is talking about that, but it's not talking about money being the seed. It's faith that's the seed, and we need to remember that, all right? So Matthew 13, 31 through 32, he presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all other seeds. But when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. That is not money. I mean, you can look at that quite clearly and tell you that is the word. When you plant a seed of word into somebody, that is what they're talking about. And then the word grows, and then it becomes their life because they just understand the fullness of what it means, of repentance and acceptance of Christ, not money. All right? So we've got that going on. All right? So here we go with the final one. All right? The sower explained. So once again, when you're watching YouTube, you're reading this reading some book that you purchased, or you're thinking about giving money to somebody. All right, the sower explained here. This is a parable. A lot of times they skip the last, or they skip parts of these and just say, oh, he gave here, and he gave to the thistles, and he gave to the good soil. The good soil is Christ. So if you give money into Christ, it's going to bloom. That's not what it's talking about. In fact, this is where it's explained. It's in Matthew 13. And it's 18 through 23. All right, it's a long scripture, but we're going to paraphrase. Now, this will be up on the description, so you can actually read it if you want to. But we're going to paraphrase some of this. So the one whom sowed, the evil one comes and snatches away from what was sown in his heart. That's the one by the side of the road. That's the one that was tossed and never grew, because the Satan came and snatched it away. The rocky place, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives its joy, yet has no firm roots. So that's initial. That's where you've got to be careful. When you plant your seed, you just don't want to say, you know, Christ is good, he loves you, and then walk away. You can't drop the mic right there, because that's not the complete word. Yes, he is filled with joy, but he has no root, because he does not understand that he needs repentance. All right? So we, once again, that way, as soon as things get rough and he doesn't realize about repentance, that's when all the things go, and then he starts to wither away. All right? Then you have then the sown among the thorns. This is the man who hears the word and worry of the word, and the wealth choke the word. The wealth chokes the word. All right. So even in the Bible, they were already starting to talk about this with corruption of money. All right. And then the one in the good soil. This is the man who hears the word, understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth such a hundredfold, some 30, some 60, some 30. And unfortunately, a lot of preachers, prosperity preachers especially, will just skip to 23. They don't tell you about the first one above, about the wealth choking the word. No, you don't get that. All right? So, like I said, for some reason, this has been on my mind. I know I've had some classes with it in church, and we've done this with some Fight Club stuff. It's just, for some reason, it's just been really hard, heavy on my heart with the prosperity and repentance. Because I think there's this huge movement, a huge movement right now, where there's so many churches out there, especially on YouTube, mainly because of COVID and everybody just having the free time to go online and look at things. And that's cool. I am not against looking at other churches or looking towards anybody else for more education. Okay, that's good. Looking up things is good, as long as you know to look in the Bible to see what they're saying, if it matches. But anyway, I have this problem where they say, you know, Jesus loves you, you're special, and then they drop the mic. That's like saying, you know, that's like going halfway there and not finishing the sentence. And there's more to it. There's so much more. But you can't go and say for the first 6 months or 12 months of somebody's young Christian life to say, Jesus loves you, that's really all you need to know. All right? That's not what you need. All right? That the Jesus loves you is correct. And you are special in his eyes, but you need repentance, because without repentance, there's no eternal life. All right? So we're going to kind of wrap this up, all right, for prosperity. So, you know, we are going to talk about repentance next Monday. All right? So I want to make sure you hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google, you name it, I'm on it. Drop me an email if you want to talk to me. smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. I'd be happy to email you, talk to you, or correspondence. Once again, we're getting a lot more presence on the internet, which is great. So all the new listeners from countries around the world, welcome to Small Town. Welcome to your new Small Town with Matt Gaff. And so I look forward to talking to you next Monday. And other than that, have a great week.